Can you see the hands of this clock?
That one right there, but I don't see the other one.
The other one's right up here above. Mm-hmm. So what time would that be? Don't worry about that.
This the minute hand or the...
This is the hour, and this is the minute. Mm-hmm. The one that's sticking out that way is the minute.
It would be about 20 minutes to 9.
Well, if it was 5 minutes after that, it would be...
5 minutes after 9.
No, if it, you said it was...
I just can't see.
Well, if it was... If it was 20 minutes till 9, and then we waited 5 minutes, and I asked you what time it was again...
It'd be 15 till 9.
And what's another way of saying 15 till?
Quarter.
So you say...
Quarter to 9.
All right. And, can you see this picture?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you might use to, the carpenter might use in cutting boards.
Workbench.
You one of the first things you said.
Workbench.
But you said you started to say something else. You said saw.
So. Look at it. Don't this look like a workbench to me?
Alright, but
a saw. On it?
No, if it was about this tall, and you might even block a road off with it.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't a saw, it would be a what? Something that you might use to saw things off with. You might lay the board up against it.
I don't know.
Would you call it a saw horse or?
Yeah, I call it a saw horse.
What was another word you could use?
Workbench.
Alright, but is a saw horse and a workbench the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Now, there's another one that looks sort of like a sawhorse that you use to chop wood, but it's just got sort of an X shape with a log running between it. You might layer a wood you wanted to chop in there. What would that be called?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
I never laid none.
What do you call the thing that a baby lies in? This is something with wheels on it.
Carriage.
And so it would be a
baby carriage.
And if the baby were in it, you'd say that you were going to what the baby?
Are you talking about?
Talking about the baby carriage.
Rolling.
Alright. Now, what do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it?
No.
You might say he went what across the field?
I'd call it catacomb.
Alright. Now, if two roads cross, if you come to a crossroads, and one house stands on one side of the road, and a house stands right across the street from it, across the road from it, the houses are
opposite.
All right, and if you came to a crossroads and there was one house and then not right across the street, but on the other corner there was another house, they'd be what?
I think they'd be opposite too.
Well, you know the house where I talked to you last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Now. That house is on one corner,
mm-hmm.
and Studstill's store is on the other corner. So, those houses are what?